Blog Talk Radio.
Take me through the gate.
Good morning, all you beautiful people. We so appreciate you for tuning in and holding on through our technical difficulties this morning. You know when you're gaining ground, when the enemy tries so hard to keep you from reaching out and praying for God's people. You know you're gaining ground when each and every time you get ready to get on the prayer line or to get into prayer, he'll bring some sort of distraction. But what he still hasn't recognized in these vessels is that we press on through the pressure. So I'm thanking God for everybody who held on. Nonetheless, we are live. If you haven't invited someone already, please go ahead and invite them to tune in. We are on Blog Talk Radio this morning, and our guest call in is 213-943-3799, and you can either just listen in, you can leave a prayer request, we will attend to your needs. You can go to our Facebook page as well, and that is FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. This is where we take in all of the prayer requests and pray for you during the week. So even when we're not on the radio, we are right here live, connecting with one another from state to state. Everybody is not just in the Chicagoland area. We are all over. So this morning I'm excited because we are getting ready for our prayer conference, prayer breakfast, excuse me. It's not a conference. It will not be going on for days. It is our breakfast, and it is a prophetic prayer strategy breakfast. So we are getting ready for that at 9 a.m. If you are not busy, just tune in live to the LFC Facebook page, and we will stream that live for you. We're excited for that. Be praying for us as we're trying to globally pray for everyone. This reaches 59 countries as well. So I'm just excited at what God is doing for us on this morning. And, you know, the norm is, without further ado, we're going to get ready to pray your comprehensive prayer for the morning, to command your morning. So we're getting ready to set the tone, set the radio atmosphere conducive for God's glory. So just go ahead on and draw your minds in. We have our prayer warrior all the way from Michigan. Her name is Kenyatta. Are you live? Are you on the line for me this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you this morning. We so appreciate you.
Yes,
we know everybody has. We know everybody have lives and have things and have children, but we are still on the bloodstained banner, and she's going to open up the gates of heaven right now for us. And I just want you to draw your minds and tune in to, through your heart and allow God to fill it. Go ahead on, woman of God. You have the mic.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God is still in control. Praise the Lord. And dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord Jesus. We come to you, Father, because you are our creator and our maker, Father, of all things, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We first of all ask for forgiveness of our sins, Father, commission and omission, Lord Jesus. And then we lift you up, Father. We create glory for you, Father, because you are worthy to be praised, Lord. We thank you, Father, for being a faithful God, and we thank you for being a loving God. We thank you for being a giving God. We thank you for being a forgiving God, Father. We thank you, Lord, for being an excellent God and an awesome God. Thank you, Father, for allowing us, Father, to be in the land of the living, Father. We thank you this day, Father, that you have all things in control, and you have all power, and you're all knowing, and you're all seeing. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus right now, Father, over everyone that's listening on this line, Father. Father, we praise your holy name, Father, because we know, Father, that you are a caring Father, and you told us that we can cast all of our cares upon you, for you care for us, Father. So we plead the blood of Jesus right now, Father, over those that are sick or ill in their body, Father, or if they have emotional problems, Father, or if they are depressed or have anxiety, Father. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, for we know on the cross, Jesus took our sicknesses. He took our weaknesses. He took our viruses and disease, and he took our pain. It was nailed on the cross with him. Therefore, by his stripes, we are healed, and we declare and decree right now that the healing will come and manifest in our bodies right now, that we will be made whole in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you for your word, for your word says that it cleanses us. Your word corrects us. Your word rebukes us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the power in your word, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, oh hallelujah, unto your holy name, because you're worthy to be praised, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We command this morning in the name of Jesus that we will walk in the word right now in the name of Jesus, that the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us into all truth in the name of Jesus. We give it to you, Holy Spirit, that you will guide us. Take control of our minds. Take control of our hearts. Father, we give it all to you. We surrender in the name of Jesus, Father, that your will be done in Jesus' name, Father. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah unto your holy name, Father. We declare and decree right now the victory, because Jesus died that we have the victory, Father. And we thank you, Father. We claim it right now in the name of Jesus. We have victory over our finances. We have victory over our healing. We have victory over every situation that comes before us. This day we shall walk in your name. This day we shall speak your word. This day we shall think what you want us to think. This day we shall act according to your word. This day shall be dedicated unto you, Lord Jesus, that you might get all the glory, the honor, and the praise. We praise your holy name this day, Father. We command our morning in Jesus' name that we will do according to your word, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, Father. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We bless your holy name, Father. We give it all to you, Father, because you are worthy to be praised. Father, we declare and decree right now, Father, over all of our children, we plead the blood of Jesus. Satan, you cannot have them. They belong to Jesus, in Jesus' name. Father, we anointed in the name of Jesus through your word, Father, in Jesus' name, Father, that they will be witnesses for you, Father. They will be representatives of you, Father. They will walk in your word, Father, in Jesus' name, Father. We bless your holy name this day, because all things belong to you. You are upholding all things with your word. Father, we thank you this day, Father, that on the cross Jesus said it is finished. So everything that we need, everything that we desire, everything that we want, it is already done in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree this day that our needs are met, that our wants are met, our desires are met in the name of Jesus according to his word. We bless your holy name this day, Father. We thank you. We praise you. We lift you. We magnify you in the precious name of Jesus. And it is done according to your word. This prayer is sealed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for your blood. In Jesus' name, I pray, I believe, and I receive it right now. Hallelujah unto your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank the woman of God for her mighty prayer of intercession and how God used you on this morning. Thank you for yielding your time for FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. We are on the wall for you all, Radio Land. We want you to know that whatever your prayer request, go ahead on and text us. We are at 847-942-7000. 9979. That is for those who are at work. The young lady that's at work and she's trying to text her prayer request in, that is well. The young man, he's in Ohio. God bless you. You have a text message for prayer. We are on the wall for you, and we are on the wall for the prayer strategy, prayer breakfast this morning as well. And so I just want to mention one thing about that before I pray. The strategy for that prayer breakfast this morning is because we are praying for the state, for all the leaders, the pastors that God has redirected into new places, new territories. And one of those places happens to be Washington, D.C., and we are praying for leadership there. There's a strong spirit of Babylon there. You know, that's a political state. And so Babylon is an actual place. As you all know from the Word of God, it exists in the dimensions of the spirit world. And it's a system of control. And so it has its very own cosmological system. And that is the exact antithesis of the kingdom of God. And so that is what I want to pray against this morning, because it has its own political system, you know, its own legislative bodies and government, just like any other physical or natural kingdom or nation or country. And so we want to pray for that. I found a scripture in regard to that, which is, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up against Babylon and against them that dwell in the midst of them, that rise up against me, a destroying wind. So God will cause a wind even to come forth and destroy some yokes and pull down some strongholds on behalf of his people. We are his sons and daughters. And so, yes, I connect in prayer for that on today, that Lord God, that you would just command the winds in the mighty name of Jesus to move by your spirit, destroying every yoke there in D.C., oh God. We command right now that as you are moving by your spirit, that the people will begin to get into alignment, everybody who is out of alignment, that they will get into alignment of your will and your purpose, and move according to your will and purpose, move according to their predestined ordered steps, and that they will not go astray, and that everybody that they are connected to or indirectly connected to, that they will be able to fulfill the assignment and be the accountability partner that you have called for them to be. Father, I ask that you would just hinder and frustrate and sabotage the fulfillment of purpose and undermine destinies and imprisonment of the soul ties that are connected to Babylon and that Babylonian spirit, oh God, that tries to come in against the politician, against the princes and kings and queens of the kingdom world and try to destroy them through adultery and having fornication relationships. God, in the name of Jesus, I command right now that the spirits of Behemoth and Leviathan, Lord God, forming a strong confederation within many nations, God, that you will cause them to be dismantled. Even now, God, I command, Lord God, that this will be a day of change in D.C. Let D.C. not ever be the same because of the prayers that are going forth, because of all the warriors that are linking their faith, Lord God, together. And we're believing you. We are trusting you, Lord God. We know you as a God who does not lie and the Son of God who will not have to repent. And so, Lord God, I thank you right now that everybody that is there and the ones that have already transitioned and getting ready to follow, Lord, that you would make the crooked way straight on their behalf right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and every rule of engagement that you have put down in their bellies, that it will begin to overflow up out of their mouths, that they will have bullseye prayers, Lord God, and that they are not distracted by the things that come as distractions, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind up every spirit of deception and divination there. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bind up those demonic activities activities, God, all the witchcraft, not even just in D.C., but everywhere, oh God, we bind up witchcraft and rebellion. In the mighty name of Jesus, all these impure motives, Lord God, those who are looking for something for a whole nother reason beyond kingdom-minded business, Lord God, we dismantle that, we destroy that, and we command that they come into alignment of your will and your purpose right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I ask even, Lord God, psychologically, that the people will not even be able to come up with or be innovative in their satanic works, Lord God, but dismantle even those psychological things that come and they try to come up against your people, your body, your members, oh God. Those who are members, Lord God, and don't realize that they are members, I speak an awakening unto them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they would just rise up and get into their proper position and posture that you've caused them to be in the mighty name of Jesus, that, Lord God, they won't be shy or they won't go astray or they won't hide behind or they won't get up under or they won't even stay back. But, Lord God, I ask that you will put a running into their feet and a clapping into their hands, put a divine word into their mouths that they will begin to minister and release it unto your people that you've assigned them to be with in the mighty name of Jesus. We command that for this day, oh God. I command even the one who had texted all the way from Ohio, Lord God, looking for prayer for his business. Lord God, I ask that you will cover. This is a Christian ministry business. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you will allow this counselor to be able to counsel your people in biblical ways, in spiritual ways, and that your people begin to be healed, oh God. They will be healed from depression, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. They will be healed from oppression. They will be healed from unhappiness and no joy, Lord God, no hope. Lord God, let them be healed from that lack of energy and being slowful because they just don't have any drive in you, oh God. Let him release a word unto them that would dismantle any suicidal thoughts and tendencies, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then release the anointing unto them, Lord God. Release salvation and a refreshing unto them in the name of Jesus. Release peace of mind, which is the mind Christ, God. And you said those who have whose minds is in Christ Jesus will have joy. So, Lord God, let them also have that peace of Christ. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will always operate divinely, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you will remember the young lady who also is at work, cannot tune in live. But, Lord God, her prayer request is to be able to move. She needs her own place, God. So I ask that you will release finances or release the apartment or release the home, whatever it is, Lord God, that you have for her, that you will release it unto her. Make it plain in the mighty name of Jesus. Let her know beyond the shadow of a doubt that this is where she's supposed to move, when she's supposed to move. Give her favor with the finances. Give her favor with the resources, God. Don't let her have to move in without money. Don't let her have to move in without being able to supply the place. In the mighty name of Jesus, raise her up, God, even on her job. I speak promotion. I speak elevation unto her. God, as long as she's faithful in you, as long as she's doing the will of you, Lord God, I know you will elevate because you said all elevations come from you. So, Lord God, I just thank you and praise you and magnify you this morning. And we command all of our day to be that of peace. We command all of our days to be that of joy. We command all of our days today, Lord God, that we will be ordered divinely by you in the name of Jesus. Father, I bless your name in the mighty name of Jesus. I just forgive me, Lord, for not pausing to even thank you this morning. But I do thank you, Lord God. I do honor you today for this another day we've never seen before. I do magnify you today for this another day we've never seen before. And, Lord God, I just command every prayer. I command every decree to be so in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, FMFC Well, prayer warriors is on the wall with you and for you this morning. We only have a little bit of time, maybe 15 more minutes. Go ahead on and invite a friend, a neighbor, a niece, nephew, cousin. We don't care, because guess what? Everybody needs prayer. There is not a human being out here that does not need prayer. And so invite someone, let them know we're praying live, we're praying on the spot. Whatever the need, we will intercede in the mighty name of Jesus. And we are asking you to invite them also to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, that they can like the page. And just know this, one more thing is that when those prayer requests are submitted, it doesn't matter if it comes via text, via email, via Facebook. It does not matter. They are confidential. We never release names. We might say he, we might say she, we might even say they, but we will never say who. So be encouraged in knowing that your prayer request is confidential on this morning. Prayer breakfast, the prophetic strategy prayer breakfast this morning will convene at 9 a.m. You can tune in to the Laborers for Christ Facebook page, and it will stream live. You will be able to join in and have your soul blessed. In the meanwhile, we have another vessel of God on the wall for you, another anointed woman of God who is ready to pray for you. I want to release the mic over to her. God bless you, Minister Talitha. Are you on the line?
Good morning. Good morning. Bless you.
God bless you, mighty woman of God. I thank you for calling in, and we just want to know if you are willing to release your anointing over God's people. Do you have a moment to do that for the kingdom on this morning?
Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. It is a pleasure, an honor, and a privilege to go before the throne of God on behalf of his people, because he said that men ought to always pray. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we glorify and magnify your name this morning.
Yes.
We give you glory right now, oh God, for just being God and God all by yourself. We thank you this morning, oh God, because you are mighty and powerful. We thank you this morning, oh God, because you are our strength. We thank you this morning, oh God, because you are our joy. We thank you this morning, oh God, because with the fruit of our lips, oh God, we're able to even open up our mouths to utter up a word of thanks. And so we this morning, Lord God, that you just reached out and you touched us, oh God, and you breathe the breath of life into us once again. And so we thank you this morning, oh God, as we command this day in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, oh God, that you shall allow this day to be a day of peace, a day of joy, a day of love, a day of prosperity. God, we thank you on this morning, Lord God. We give you an advance thank you for what you're going to do on today. We give you an advance, hallelujah, for the doors of opportunity that shall swing open on today in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you an advance praise. We give you an advance worship this morning for everything that you're going to do on this day, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare and we decree right now, Lord God, that nothing shall come nigh our dwelling place on today, Father, that shall cause us to lose hope, that shall cause us to lose faith, that shall cause us to lose sight of the God that we serve that is powerful and mighty. Father, we thank you this morning that we shall give you thanks in all things on today, for we shall accept, Lord God, and we shall have gratitude, Lord God, for whatever you put before us, oh God. We are content knowing that your will is being done, Lord God, no matter what we see, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we encounter. We will stand steadfast on the hope and the faith that we believe, Father, that all things are working together for our good, because we are the called and because we love you and because you love us, God. You shall vindicate for us, Father, on this day. And so we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus for your moving hand. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for your moving power. We declare and we decree right now that there shall be no incidents, no accidents, no issues for us, Father. This shall be a smooth day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, a day in which we we give you praise all the day long, a day in which we give you worship all the day long. I declare and decree that on today, Lord God, that any negative thought that may enter our mind, any negative issue that may come through our phone lines, oh God, we declare and we decree right now, Father, that we cast it down even now in the name of Jesus. We take on no correct communication today, Lord God. We declare and we decree that only your word shall spew out of our mouth, God. Only your grace shall spew out of our mouth on today, Lord God. Only the positive, oh God, which comes from the heavens shall be our portion on today. And so we declare and we decree right now that we beat back the hand of the enemy that may have infiltrated some territories on last night, that may have tormented some people in their sleep on last night. We declare and we decree right now, Lord God, that every issue, every circumstance that may be holding our mind in bondage or captivity, we declare and decree right now that it's canceled right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you, and we plead the blood of this morning, and we declare and we decree that we will not allow ourselves to be hindered as we go throughout this day with the cares of this life, Father. We thank you that you're filling us with your joy, for you said that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and so we pull on your strength this morning, oh God, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, we declare and we decree that we pull on your strength, Father, for we know and understand that this fleshly dwelling that we have cannot withstand the world's situations and circumstances. So we don't do it in our own strength. We do it in the strength of our Father. And so we declare and decree on this morning that we gird up our loins, oh God, and we put on the breastplate of righteousness, and we stand with our helmet of salvation ready and prepared for the battle. We declare and decree on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, that you shall move in a mighty way. We thank you this morning that as we bow down on our knees, oh God, and we stand in prayer contending, my God, in the faith, that you will contend for us, oh God. You will contend with every enemy, my God, that tries to contend with us. And so we thank you on this morning, oh God, that you are our vindicator. We thank you this morning, oh God, that you are the one that fights our battles. All we have to do is keep still. All we have to do is keep quiet and stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand and see the breakthrough. And so we declare and decree on this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, my God, that anybody that's struggling in their body, oh God, struggling in their mind, God, we declare and decree right now, Father, that you're turning that situation around, God. We declare and decree right now, God, that you're moving expediently on their behalf. My God, we thank you right now in advance that what the devil meant for evil, you've already turned it around and worked it for our good. So we stand in the place of manifestation, waiting, my God, for you to move, waiting for you to have your way, waiting for you, oh God, to manifest the miracle. And so we declare and decree right now that deliverance is our portion, that breakthrough is our portion. My God, the miracle is already here, Father. And so we give you an advance praise on this morning. We thank you right now, oh God, that you are mighty and powerful, that you sit high and look low, and that you never leave us or forsake us, but you continue to still be God in the midst of our unthankfulness to you. Even on this morning, oh God, some of us didn't even want to rise and call in, but we thank you this morning for the prayers that's in the atmosphere. Oh God, we declare and decree that we won't get off the wall, God, no matter how tired we get in our bodies, no matter how frustrated we get in our minds. We declare and decree that we will stay on the wall, God, for you said in your word that we ought to pray without ceasing. And so every opportunity that we get, God, we will come before your presence. We will gather as one, oh God, in unity, and cry out to our Father and declare and decree your mighty works. Oh God, so we thank you this morning that you even give us a mind to pray, that you even taught us how to pray in your word, oh God. And so we declare and decree right now that so it is in the heavens, it is in the earth realm. And so we pull down the anointing of God, and we declare and decree right now that the atmosphere is shifting, and it's becoming conducive for miracles, signs, and wonders in this season. Oh God, we thank you that the atmosphere is shifting, that you're opening up the gates of heaven, and you're pouring out your spirit. For you said in your word, God, that in the last days, that you would pour out your spirit upon all flesh. And so we stand ready on this morning, oh God, to be that vessel being poured into, oh God. Make us a drink offering before you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we come empty in your presence, God, declaring and decreeing that you will pour out your spirit. You will pour out your anointing. You will pour out your mind, oh God, that we would take on the mind of you, God. My God, in the name of Jesus, and that we would put this fleshly mind to rest. Oh, Father, I thank you. That we will think with the thoughts of you, God. In the midst of every situation, in the midst of every circumstance, oh God, we thank you that we can call upon your name, oh God, and you will shift our thinking in the name of Jesus. We shift it right now. We declare and we decree that there shall be a release that we've never seen before, God. We thank you in advance, oh God, for the shifting. We thank you in advance, oh God, that we're in the time of preparation, that we will be able to receive, my God, in the name of Jesus, that which you have to offer. Oh God, we declare and decree that we are your remnant. We are your remnant generation, oh God. We are your vessels ready, standing and prepared on the front line for the battle, God. Prepare to tell the world, oh God, that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. No matter what's going on in the atmosphere, you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and your word prevails in every situation and circumstance. And so we give you praise on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus. My God, some of us even have grief on us this morning, God, but I declare and decree on this morning, my God, that the grief is being lifted. For you are our comforter, oh God, in the midst of every situation, in the midst of every circumstance. The Holy Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, is resting upon our spirit, and he's making intercession on our behalf. And so, God, I thank you this morning. Some of us don't even know what we ought to pray, what we get in your midst, God. We're at a loss for words. And so I declare and decree this morning that we will learn how to get in the spirit, God. We will learn how to ride the wave of your glory and allow the spirit to make intercession. And so I declare and decree on this morning, my God, that we will begin to transition into the spirit and out of the natural. Have your way in your people, oh God. No matter what's going on, God, I declare and decree that we will get out of the way, God. On today, we will allow you and every day forward to have your way, God. It is your will. In the name of Jesus, for you said in your word, oh God, that you know the plans that you have for us, plans of good and not evil, plans to prosper us. And so we thank you this morning that we will allow your plan of prosperity to overtake our plan, God. In the name of Jesus, we cancel the assignment of the enemy concerning our destinies this morning. My God, we're entering in, Father, into that place, oh God, that place of resting with you. And so, God, I thank you this morning that you're even allowing us, Father, to dwell in the midst of you. You're allowing us, oh God, this season that we may enter behind the veil. Oh God, that we may touch the hem of your garment. And we shall be made whole. Father, I thank you this morning for peace. Sweet rest, God. The calming spirit. That's going to be at rest. Calm the fears. I cancel it now in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise this morning for just being God and God all by yourself. And it is so in the matchless name of Jesus, because you always answer the righteous when we pray. And we declare and decree on this morning that we are the righteous. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank the woman of God for praying with us and for all of you all on today. Your day has been commanded in prayer. Your day has been commanded in righteousness. Your day has been commanded in joy, in peace, in grace, in favor, in truth. There is no stone that has been left unturned. And if we did leave out a pebble, you need to hurry up on and text us or call us, but we are gracing and coming to an end, a close, the end of our show. But I want you to know that we do not stop praying just because radio time ends. You always can leave your prayer request at FMFC Global Prayer Warriors inbox or text the line at 847-942-9979. We are praying for you. We do not stop. The radio does not stop our prayers. And so we are gearing up. We are getting ready to leave, to go over to the Oaklawn Hilton, and we'll be going right back into prayer. And we'll be going before the throne of grace on behalf of states and nations and countries. Why not join in with us? Why not tune in with us? Why not pray with us and for us? We love you all on today. We appreciate you all on today. You didn't have to tune in, listen in, call in, text, nor write, but you did. And I speak an extra apostolic blessing on behalf of you today. So God bless you. Please join us again on Tuesday night. Woman of God, that's my fault. Woman of God, what is the phone number for the prayer on Tuesday night at 8 p.m.?
Amen. The phone number for prayer on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. is 218-936-0943. Again, that's 218-936-0943. And the access code is very simple. It's 56789. The access code again is 56789.
Amen. With that is Minister Talitha. Minister Talitha and her ministry, along with FMFC, we're going to be bombarding heaven, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time here in Chicago this Tuesday night, 8 p.m., 8 to 9 o'clock. We're going to be there. So if you need to call in, that is the number you need to call in to. But we have enjoyed praying with you and for you. We look forward to doing again on Tuesday night. And let the church say, amen.